Welcome to the evening news. Tonight, a stabbing, but not the kind you'd think. Do you know where your kids are? Apple does. Ask them. They'll gladly tell you. And finally, the numbers from last night's interrupted bingo game.
Ooh.
All this and more in the next hour.
Ah, God damn it. I have to wait for those numbers. How am I going to know if I beat Ethel?
Greetings, Apropos. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Oh, with your hosts.
It's awesome.
James.
And Jenna.
Wow, we're all full of malarkey.
Oh, I'm delighted by malarkey today. I'm in such a good mood.
I used to know somebody who had the last name Malarkey. Yeah.
Oh, that's the name I should have given myself after the divorce.
That would have been really good.
Jenna Malarkey? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
That's glorious.
Jenna Malarkey is a fantastic
The best part was, she was pregnant with her second child. So there was never any person that she met who did not immediately say, full of malarkey, huh?
I was just about to say, was her maiden name Fuller? Because then she could hyphenate it.
Amazing.
Oh my God. That would have been glorious.
And name their daughter Ima. Ima Fuller Malarkey.
Hmm.
I love it.
What are we drinking?
Somehow not enough and too much.
Y'all are having beers, so I'm having the Wild State Cider Apple Pie.
Woo.
It's the same as it was last time.
Same
which
as
is
it
so
was.
Glorious.
Same just as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
I am having from 9 Mile Brewing, just down the road from the AON Laboratory. Mm. One for his knob.
Whoa, buddy.
Knob. Knob spelled N-O-B.
Don't care.
Oh, wow.
Yep. This is a red ale with honeybush tea and vanilla.
That's lovely. You guys should drink that. By the way, listeners, we have some coasters from our AON merch, and they're classy as fuck.
They're real good. Yeah. And you could have them, too.
You can. And should.
And very much should.
I mean, not these specific ones. These ones belong to the lab. But
you can pick locks and you pass your stealth check.
But these are solid.
Yeah, I was expecting something thinner and, cardboardy, but these are,
No, these are, a quarter of an inch thick and solid wood. So,
come in.
Yeah.
Definitely get those coasters in many different designs.
Oh, yeah.
I also have the water bottle, the AON water bottle, and the AON can cooler. All of these, by the way, fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, some real quality stuff.
There are a few things that I wanted to have anyway, but I also wanted to kind of scope out the quality of things, and the quality's top-notch.
And if you call now, you can pay regular price for these items.
I mean,
please don't.
I'm not
call.
Sure who you would call.
I don't like
call.
Talking on the phone.
Also,
don't,
how would
don't
you call
that.
Us? Right, if the phone rang right now, that would be really fucking creepy.
I'd be a little freaked out, frankly.
And I would not give you anything. I would tell you to go away, devil human.
Witchcraft!
Witch! God damn it. I'm mad. Salsa, what have you been up to?
In the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. Let me see.
Puttering,
I've done a lot of leather work, honestly. We're starting to get into winter, my lungs still suffering from the bronchitis. And so my lungs have just not been able to justify me going out in the garage and having sawdust in the air. Even though I have a pretty good respirator, you still have to take it on and off, and there's just sawdust in the air, and I don't want to aggravate my lungs at all.
Sawdust in the Air is the name of my second album.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's my Carpenters cover band.
Oh, fuck.
That's really good.
Nice.
Which is frustrating because I have a project like 3/4 of the way done on the lathe that's just sitting there taunting me. Oh. It's going to be so pretty when it's done, but I don't want to aggravate this, especially since I'm going to be in Seattle in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Making this last longer is not a good idea.
Right.
So I have been unable to do the woodwork, and so I'm pivoting towards the leather. And we're also getting into winter, and I can do the leather in the basement. So I've been working on that, doing some various projects, and having fun with that. Mm-hmm. But what else? Yeah, we had Halloween. Big difference in Halloween this year. We went from a house in Minneapolis, a block off of Cedar near Lake Nokomis, where we would easily get 80 kids on a slow night and 120 on a busy night. Mm-hmm. And we got like 20 kids here at the new place.
I mean, 20 kids is 20 kids.
Yeah, more than I got in South Uptown.
Yeah, no, it's just a much quieter neighborhood. Half of the houses didn't even have their lights on out here.
Aww.
You know, it was just the madness and the busyness and the chaos of the last years was just like, no, this is very different. However, it did mean all of the houses that we did get to, like half of them had full-size candy bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Because they're not buying 5 tubs worth of candy.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So my kids didn't suffer.
Right. I should have brought over a bunch of candy.
Ooh.
They have enough, thank you.
But
do we have enough?
I don't, that's for sure. Yes,
do you guys want some candy? I have so much fucking candy. Some of it I can't eat because it's like peanuts.
Yeah.
I can't have the Snickers.
I'm a fat guy with no shame. Yes, I want some candy.
Yeah. I was always shoulder deep in that cabinet at work. The snacks cupboard. It was not a problem. It was great.
Mm-hmm. So, what else? Also?
Yeah, but... Yeah, I dressed up as 2 kids in a trench coat.
I saw.
I'm not sure how I feel about that costume.
Yeah?
It was unsettling in the wrong kind of way.
Yeah, it was. I threw it together pretty quick.
And it was really good for like a last minute costume. Yeah.
I was very impressed.
There are a couple tweaks that I would have made. But yeah, it was not perfect.
Unsettling.
It was fun though. And the thing is the rig that I had wired up to have the gloved hands holding open the front of the trench coat peeking out started to like hurt my back after a little while, which was fine because then I just unhooked it and I just had a trench coat. And people asked me if I was Inspector Gadget, and it was like, yes, I am.
I see.
Well, there we go.
So the kids got quite a haul of candy, and we were all happy. I feel like I had so much to talk about, and now I'm on the spot, and I can't think of any of it.
And we can just keep trading off.
Yeah,
I got my glass. It's gorgeous.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, those are gorgeous.
Let me see. Where was it?
I looked at them, and I was like, I think I know exactly which one is Salsa's.
Yeah.
Because those are colors that I believe Salsa would be able to tell the difference in.
Well, there is that.
And yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. No, that's me in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll think of something later, but...
All right. James and I spent Halloween together.
Uh-huh.
And he got credit for all of my great decor.
I heard that.
God damn it.
It's just like that time he told me about the onions and the garlic in the pan.
Yep. Yeah, just like that.
Exactly like that.
Actually, though. No, so like for Halloween, James came over.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat on the side yard, and I had kind of like a little mini haunt set up.
Oh, it was great.
I had a Grim Reaper kind of standing on my porch.
That thing still freaks me out.
It's still on my porch.
I need you to know that I drove up the... 2 nights ago, and I just saw a silhouette up there, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, that thing. I hope it's that thing. Yeah.
We had something hanging out front in the tree that I would be sitting late at night in the living room, and I'd be like, oh, somebody's coming up the drive. Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah, no thanks.
Five times a night. Oh, somebody's here. Oh, no, never mind.
Well, so I had the Grim Reaper on my front deck right before you get into the three-season porch thing. But then I also had a banshee dangling from my back deck. And that was just blowing in the wind and creepy as fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And especially with the past couple days with how windy it's been.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
I saw the shadow against my curtains and I was like, ah! Oh,
nope. Okay. Yep. No thanks.
Yep.
Yeah. But I set up my side yard like a graveyard.
Oh,
with like
so
skeletons
good.
Coming out of it. And animal skeletons that don't at all represent the animals that they are trying to represent.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I find it amusing. There's one, there's two arms sticking out that are like thumbs up. But yeah, so, and I set up a bunch of those plastic battery tea light things so that you could see what the path was to get back to where James and I were on the back patio. Yeah, yeah. To get to the candy.
Like in video games, follow the light.
Exactly. Yep. And, yeah, so, like, I think a lot of people didn't realize that it was more than just decoration, that there was actually candy to be had. I had set up some signs, but they weren't great, so I think I just need bigger signage next year.
How well illuminated was the signage?
One of them was, like, black and orange with glitter, and I think actually stood out fairly well. Okay. That was the one that I had at the very front. Mm-hmm. But then I had a couple more signs with, like, don't go this way, go this way kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Also, I'm on the end cap, so I don't think a lot of people think to walk down that way. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people, we had candy for the kids and airplane bottles for the adults. I was like, yeah, there was one lady, I was like, yeah, I've got adult trick-or-treats, too. I've got airplane bottles. And she's like, what? And, like, books it up over to us.
Yeah. At my old house, there was a house down the road that had the little bottles of the peppermint.
Oh, yeah.
Not peppermint. Cinnamon.
Yeah, Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah, yep. The little Fireball.
Fireball
bottle.
Is kind of the popular one.
That was nice.
I had some Fireball, but I also... when I went booze shopping for this, I went with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Mom, you should get, like, some candy-flavored booze. I'm like, I should get some candy-flavored
booze. Like sour apple pucker.
Yeah, like, well, they had... So there was flavored vodkas. Again, I'm only the airplane bottles, and they didn't have that, but they had like a sour apple and a
butterscotch, caramel.
Yeah. One of the houses a couple blocks south of us, had just like a pitcher, and they had the little white, like plastic shot glasses and they would pour you just like this little green something and you'd shoot that as you went by. It was real nice. No idea what was in it, but it was good.
So, yeah, we passed out candy basically from about, I don't know, 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. About the same time as we were out.
We weren't out. They're just nobody else showed up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I meant. When we were...
Yeah, when they were trick-or-treating.
When the trick-or-treating
happened. The wild rumpus commenced.
Yes.
So then we had a little fire, and hung out and chatted, and various people showed up over the course of the evening, and we drank airplane bottles and just bullshitted until I was like, I do have jury duty tomorrow, you guys. I think I'm going to have to call it, y'all. I was lucky we had a delayed start the next day. So I didn't have to be there at 9. Like, I think it was delayed to, like...
With your costume still on.
Like, 10:30, 11.
I feel like the judge wouldn't look kindly at that.
Right. But, yeah. So, I mean, that's what we did for Halloween.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people kept complimenting James on the decor.
Well, he did a great job on it. So. Yeah.
He was very good at being like, nope, it was all her. Like, everybody assumes when it's just me and James that we're in a relationship. Taco Bell parking lot.
Yeah, we did get married in the Taco
Bell. Like, other places. Yeah, but yeah, so James and I are hanging out there, and I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. But yeah, they're like, oh, you did a really good job. And he's like, nope, it's all her. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just kind of redirecting. One little girl did actually compliment me specifically.
Oh, good.
So that was nice. Thank you,
little Honestly,
girl.
What I think it is James is just in a relationship with so many people, it's safer to just assume it is a relationship.
I mean, we do have a relationship, but it's not.
You're not
a
wrong, right. Walter. You're just an asshole. Jesus, come on.
but yeah, we just hung out and handed out candy and bullshitted. I think I don't remember how many kids, but I don't think it was more than 10.
Yeah, I think it was about that many. I think that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, like 8 to 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Definitely not more than that. And I was like, God damn it. I got way too much candy.
Well, we're here to help.
Yeah,
I will jump on that grenade.
Yep.
Next
week's recording,
over
the all crinkling over wrapper episode. Twizzlers.
Milky Way. Do you remember when they came out with those chip bags that were better for the environment,
God.
But loud as hell?
The Sun Chip wrappers.
Yes, it was the Sun Chip wrappers. They were better for the environment, Jesus, but they were so loud. And we used to have cast call at the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett would sit on one side with one of those bags. And he figured out a way. If when you reach into the bag, he would hook his thumb on the outside of the bag as he reached in with two fingers.
Ah.
So it would crinkle all the way down and crinkle all the way up.
Yes.
And he would sit there during cast call and they'd be talking and just in the back you'd hear...
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
And he did it in such a way that it sounded like he was trying to be quiet. But failing.
Fuck's sake,
it was
man.
Just so.
That's real good.
That's comedically excellent. That's like a Mr. Bean fucking
moment. It was absolutely like my that. God. It was so fucking good.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so that was Halloween. Like I said, I had jury duty for the past couple weeks. And that's resolved, so I can talk about it now.
Woo!
I'm not going to say a lot about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of out of respect for the situation, it was a civil case, which makes it sound like it should be a lighter ordeal, right?
Not necessarily.
It was a malpractice.
Ooh.
Regarding the death of a 27-year-old.
Oh.
And here's the hard part. Is that? Yeah. No. No. Wait. It's not just the situation. Let me tell you how this affected me. So regardless of whether or not you decide that there's malpractice, you still have to come up with the dollar amount that would compensate the family for a loss of aid, companionship. Like, there's seven different words.
Yeah.
And so, two things. Number one, that is a shit fucking question to ask of an individual.
Right.
Right? Like, that's an awful thing to have to do. But also, because it is a part of the considerations that the jury needs to take into account, there was a lot of witnesses that were family and friends that were talking about this guy. I basically went to a 3-day-long memorial with the number of people that talked about this guy. And, like, just watching them be sad, hearing about the things about this kid's life, like, all of this stuff. I'm just like, oh, my God. So, yeah. Like, I had expected when I was like, I'm going to have jury duty. I... You know, might have to hang out for a while. There'll be a lot of free time, reading books, things like that. That is not what happened.
No.
And I had told work that I would, you know, try to answer emails as I could. And, like, after the fourth day, I was like, nope, I'm just not working. I can't.
Yeah.
I am fucking wrecked right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Because, yeah, I had to listen to... So the case itself was 7 business days.
Mm-hmm.
For the first week, 3 the second. And probably about half of that time was family and friends talking about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go determine what the dollar amount was on this individual with a group of other people who... all have very different class backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Which you want in a jury, right? Yeah. You want as much diversity and different ideas as possible. But, our numbers, I think, were all, at least to a certain extent, affected by our socioeconomic status.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I came up with a way different number than some of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other ones came up with a way different number on the other side, and it was just, whoa. And I think we all thought that we were being fair, but, like, to what understanding, right?
Yep, right.
What is the value of a dollar, and then how do you use that to measure a person? God, huh. So, yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah, then I took Thursday and Friday off, because I was like, fuck this bullshit.
Yeah.
I wasn't expected, because I was like, I'll be back as soon as I'm done with jury duty. And I was, honestly, I just wasn't done with jury duty.
Yeah.
Really. I was still mentally going to wind the fuck down after all that. So, yeah. It was fucking rough, yo. Like, and I know that that only happens to, like, maybe... 3-5% of people that have to go in for jury duty.
Because
a lot of the times, half the time you don't even get called. Mm-hmm. You do get called, you don't make it past the interview process, and maybe you'll do that a few times. You do make it through the interview process. A lot of times, they don't even have session, just the threat of having a jury ready to go for a trial will get people to settle outside of court.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. We went the full fucking gamut. Ugh. Fuck. And, like, the jury selection group spends so much time being like, even if you don't sit on a case, your time is still valuable. You just being there helps move the process along.
Yeah.
And it's because so many people don't. Right? Fuck. They did not prepare me. For this.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, that was basically, like, the hefty bit of my past 2 weeks. It is staying out late on Halloween drinking was exactly what I needed.
Good.
And I could not it's so hard not being able to talk about it, not being able to look things up. Like, I was like, do I know this kid?
Shit.
Can't look it up.
Yep.
Yeah. What's this medical term? Can't look it up.
Yep.
You literally have to rely on only what is presented to you in court. Having a hard day, can't talk about the case.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a little bit of vague stuff, but, like, I was so scared if I even did any, like, serious vague booking that, like, I would just say something accidentally that now put me in perjury or whatever.
Specific enough that because you know the internet.
Oh my god!
With the way people sleuth on the internet,
yeah,
oh yeah,
somebody would have figured it out,
right? And it did end up being a person that a couple of my Facebook friends know.
Oh fuck!
So I'm not gonna tell them that I was ever on that case.
No,
no.
They don't get to know. I don't want them to know.
Yeah, no, that is.
Nope, keeping that one right the fuck here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, yeah, I did see, I went to a going away party for a couple of friends of ours that are going to be in Berlin for the next month. And they got me for schnockered. We closed down one bar and went to another kind of situation. And then, like, Joe and I went with a friend to go do some karaoke nearby, like, a couple days after that. And we ran into a bunch of our other friends there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, my God, no, it's a party. Like, so that was wild and crazy. Yeah. And, like, it was those kind of interactions that I really needed.
Yeah.
After that fucking couple of weeks. So.
I have so many friends that are traveling internationally right now.
I know. It's crazy.
And I'm so jealous. in the good way.
You know? Yeah.
In that, like, oh, this is so awesome for you, and I'm really glad that you have this experience. Yeah. Take me with you.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get that.
It seems to be the time of year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's I've honestly, the jury duty is pretty much what I've been doing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I bought a house
up top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what have you been doing for the past couple of months?
Buying a house
up top.
Holy fuck. Well, and like the process is difficult and complicated for sure.
Remember one more thing. That's okay.
Go for it.
You keep talking.
Oh, I was going to say, the thing that made it most difficult is that there was just like a serious, not even a language barrier, because there was no difference in language. It was just like a communication ramp door. Plate barrier,
sure,
between myself and the agent who was in charge of the lender relationship.
Okay.
Not the broker. The broker was fine. But there seemed to be, amongst the three of us, we were speaking a common language and not being understood at all.
This is so unusual for you, though.
Which is fine in day-to-day life. But, like, I would call and I would ask very direct questions. Okay, this amount that you've sent me, does this include these things? Or is this what is left after these things? And I got an answer. I was satisfied with the answer. It was not the correct answer.
Ugh.
Huh.
And so then, the Monday of the week that we're closing, on Thursday, I find out, it wasn't even the Monday. Fuck, it was the Wednesday.
You're closing on a Thursday. Closing on Thursday. And Wednesday you find out.
I get a call from that lender agent. And she's like, so, I gotta ask, you know, where are you getting the rest of this? Where are you coming up with the rest of it? Because you need to bring in this amount, in, you know, just for safety's sake. And I was like, I beg your pardon. I believe all of that money was sent. And she goes, oh, it was. But this is what's left over. And you should have at least this amount to be, you know, in there comfortably. We need to, before we can even get the closing paperwork, you know, pushed over to the realty and title and all of that stuff. We have to know for sure that you have the money.
Right.
So if you can just prove that you have another $3,800. I was like, on me?
Like in my pockets right now? What?
This is... We are 22 hours before scheduled closing. And she's like, no, I know, but we just, yeah, if you, you know, if you have a bank statement that shows, because last time we checked, you had, you know, a different amount than that, a smaller amount than that in your account. And I was like, that's because it's my account. I am not wealthy.
Right.
And she said, okay, well, yeah, we just can't start the closing paperwork until we have all of that accounted for. So then... She's like, yeah, we can, well, you can do this thing. You can work this out with these people and do this thing. And that kind of, I'm like, great. All right. I'm going to do that. And I work with other people, the people that she recommended, and I go through that process and everything like that, and we think that we've got it covered. Because after she told me 3,800, then she called me back and she's like, actually, I meant 4,750.
Okay, you can't fucking do that. This person is bad at their job.
Yeah, I'm kind of wanting to ask you afterwards who this is.
I accidentally double counted one of the contributions, and so it's 4,750. So just if you can bring 4,750 with and show us that you have it, or send it, wire it, then it'll be just great.
That's
we just
bullshit.
Need to see that you have the $5,000, so that when we ask for you for the $6,000, we can show that the $7,000 is there.
And that way, we'll know that you can pay the $8,000.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
that is very actually what it felt like, and I'm. Just at that point, I'm just laughing and unhinged, and more than usual.
I would be pissed.
Uh-huh.
I would
be bringing up that email saying you fucking told me.
Yeah. So I.
This is why you document everything.
Yeah. Oh, and
everything.
I did. And
let me speak to your boss about this, because this is what you fucking told me.
There may still be some of that, but the most important thing was just to get.
Sure.
The house signed and squared away. So I talk it through with the other group, and they're able to contribute 5,000. Got the 5,000 squared away, and then the next day, I get contacted by these two, and they go, "So it was a good suggestion, but it's not a great suggestion because it turns out." That they could only contribute a certain percentage of the total price of the house, so there's still $1,000 that you'll need to find. And I was like, you know what? All right, I'll make it happen. And I did. I called in favors, and it and Jack's helped. And
I just need to show this money is in the account.
Put their
money. In 24 hours, I'll give it back. But I just need to have it in my account for this money.
they contributed their own money for a lot of this down payment and that kind of thing. And then also contributed one of these, just another thousand, just another thousand.
Yeah.
Just one, it's like I'm closing a house with Columbo, right?
Yeah.
So I was...
Oh, just one more thing.
Yeah, just one more thing. So I get all of that squared away, and I'm like, thank fuck. Well, because that day, Thursday, right, I got the message from them that it wasn't, because I sent a message to the lender, and I was like, cool, we're still on for today, the closing. And she goes, yeah, no, we're not. Because they have to redo all the paperwork and everything like that. So, and that's probably not going to get done until the end of the day. And I was like, were you considering telling me? And she's like, well, I'm going to tell the title company, and then they're going to... And I was like, cool, that's not the question that I asked. So,
fuck this person.
Right.
Yeah.
Just went through.
I would be fucking like, give me a different fucking lender because I'm done with
you. And I, I was like, you know what? I will tell the sellers that they have to wait another day. I will do this because it has to be done. And I don't trust you anymore. Really? I
think that is beyond fair and valid.
So we figured out that 1,000, right? After the, 4,000, after the, everything else. And then I get there the next day, and I'm like, cool, signing forms, signing forms, signing forms. And I flip to the page, and they're like, okay, so here is where there might be a little bit of difference in how much things are going to cost. Mm-hmm. Because here are these policies that will protect you in these cases, and they're completely optional. And if you choose not to go with it, that does open you up to these things, but I can't legally advise you one way or the other.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, cool. Are these already covered? And she goes, oh, oh, no. Yeah, so this total here says 2,000. And you've sent in 1,000 of that 2,000. So you've got checks or something, right? And you can cut us a check for 1,000? It can be a personal check. And I was like, I'm glad that it can be. My bank has never issued me checks because I have never needed them. But I guess if you have time today, that I'm just going to put this meeting on hold. I'm going to go and get in my car and I'm going to drive to my bank and I'm going to see if I can magically make this money come out of a hat like a rabbit
fucking God
does in a magic show. So,
this is honestly my nightmare in trying to get a house.
I was frozen. And my heart was not even barely moving. As if, like, if I beat slowly enough, mm-hmm. maybe they will think that I am dead and I can put my life insurance toward this. So I'm there in the parking lot of my bank with a check for the difference again. And I just sent a message. I sent a message to the lender and coincidentally the broker. And like I said, the broker I would probably work with again. But the lender, shit. I will not say their name on the podcast in case there are legal proceedings later.
Right.
Don't. Yeah.
That's... Fuck's sake. Jenna, you're up for jury duty again.
Fuck off and die.
Yeah. So I am the... Like, our lender was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm seething for you.
So, I sent them a text message and I said, so... This is what's happened, and honestly, it's not the worst experience of my life, because I was once crushed in a car to the point where I was fairly certain I was going to die, mm-hmm. And I was rescued at the last moment, after having accepted that death, basically,
right?
And then, at a different time, I came home to find that my then-fiancé had left with half of our stuff and a lot of my valuables to go live with her drug dealer in another state. So this is not the worst thing that's ever happened to me. This is, I would say, in the middle of those two. So it's firmly second. The second worst thing that's ever happened to me.
God damn.
Ah, fuck's sake. I just... Every... But I got back with the check and I signed the papers and I got the keys and I have a house.
Helped up.
Fuck.
Same. Oh my God. Fuck this person.
Yeah. And I am...
I'm so mad right now. I am... Right. I'm that kind of angry that you get... For your friend's injustices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm about to go bitch slap someone.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go burn an establishment to the ground.
And I was sitting in the meeting and...
And Salsa's going to help.
And the title person was like, so your partner's going to be living at the house with you. Do you need to talk to... Their pronouns are they, them? Do you need to talk to them? Do you need to arrange this? Aww. And I was like, that's very kind of you. But I think that if I told them about this... Before the paperwork is signed, that they would just kill everyone. That they would just light.
Yes.
Not any specific, but all buildings. Anything with four walls and a roof.
There would just be a swath.
There would be, it would be, it would be kaiju-like. I didn't say all of this, but I was like, I think I'd probably better wait to tell them until after I can start.
I didn't say this. I summed it up by saying... No.
I think I'm going to tell them when I can start the sentence with, we have the house and...
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah. Fuck. But it was an ordeal. I'm just real excited to be done with it. I think I aged about 5 years in the last week.
I believe that, from actually. That shit.
You know what you need?
A break?
Kittens.
Mm.
Jax is allergic to kittens, but I did get
no,
to...
No.
No.
I have kittens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We got kittens.
Do you need a kitten break, James?
Should we have a kitten break?
Oh, that sounds outstanding.
Yeah. Let's go have a kitten break.
Let's go have a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Yeah. You can say phone sex. It's okay, James.
I if it was phone sex, I would have said phone sex. I would have said buckle up for the phone sex.
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host, Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. Fuck yeah. Love it. Beautiful intro. Or reback.
Reback?
Reback.
Yeah, that thing. Somebody is going to have a really unpleasant phone sex experience.
God.
They're going to get the three of us on the phone. What are you wearing?
Oh, shit, no.
Khakis.
Yeah.
Jeans and a t-shirt with a hoodie.
Right. Ooh.
You know he's naked under that hoodie.
God damn it. Ew.
Under all those clothes, he's wearing nothing at all.
don't make me think about this.
Nothing at all.
God. Hey, for this jury duty thing. I had decided to Uber into downtown.
Okay.
And back out of downtown for a couple of reasons. Number one, fuck downtown. I don't like driving in it.
I have heard that.
Finding parking is a bitch and a half. Oh, parking itself is pricey.
Especially for like 5 hours or however long.
Yeah. So most of my peers were paying $20 a day in parking.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And that was the discounted one if you got there soon enough.
Ugh.
Fuck, I was paying $20 a day in Ubering because I live in South Uptown.
I mean, that's...
So it's not far. It was... I think the cheapest ride I had was like
$8. Mm-hmm.
I did, of course, tip, but like, yeah. Sure. It was still... Like, it was roughly about the same amount of money, but also I didn't have to drive.
Yeah, I was going to... For a moment, I was like, so you're not... Saving, but you don't have to do a goddamn thing. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to stress about finding that parking lot.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
Have to, roll up and hop out.
Yeah. Yep. Holy shit. Okay, that's a better life.
I think it's that worth I made the right choice. Yeah. I could have bussed, and financially I probably should have bussed. That would have been the biggest savings, and not a lot of stress.
Your time is worth something.
Like a bus.
But I don't morning well, so...
Like a bus? Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I'm not proud of that one.
And you shouldn't be, but you did make it, and that means
you know what? You talked on a podcast. You get your 2 points.
I'm brave.
Gold star.
I'm a suburban male in America. Of course I talked on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I Ubered, which was lovely. Except for the last day where I took a bus. Because the second to last day, I left my phone in the Uber.
Oh.
Now, here's the problem with Uber. Mm. I have never had
it.
I've Ubered for forever, and it's great. It's wonderful. I love the system. Sometimes you get weirdo drivers, but you can usually just not talk to them, and then they stop talking at you, and it's great.
Sure.
But, yeah, I've never been creeped out. There's a tracking set, like, all of this stuff. Here's the thing, though, is that Uber is a mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
And you can log on to your account on the website,
mm-hmm.
but they do a verification
mm-hmm.
with your phone. They send your phone a code yeah. that you then use to get into the website. So I contacted support.
I'm starting to see a pattern.
And I was like, hey, mm-hmm. hey, support people, I left my phone in an Uber. I can't log on to get you this information.
Mm.
So,
what do you want to do yeah, about
how do we,
it?
How do we resolve this problem? And they're like, well, if you go to this specific area, you can log on and we will verify the first 5 numbers of your credit card on file. Huh. I'm like, okay. Like, I accept this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a reasonable...
I mean, yeah. like, the first 4 numbers are associated with the card itself, so that's not a huge information link type thing yeah. or anything like that. Here's the problem. I pay with PayPal.
Oh.
I don't think yeah. I have a card on file.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, I don't know what card it would be. If I have a card on file, it is an old card.
Yeah.
That I don't have the numbers for anymore.
And they can't verify your PayPal email or anything like that?
They just kind of ghosted me after that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. You've thwarted their every attempt to assist you.
Oh,
right?
No.
Like, I'm not trying to be difficult.
It just comes naturally.
It just happens.
That's
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Some people are talented. What can I say?
So, and this is the thing. I have an Android. I could do the Google follow. I could see where it was at its last place of whatever. Be like, yep, there's where my phone is.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Like, I'd been debating getting a Pixel for a while.
Sure.
And I have a line of credit with Google. And I was like,
Name dropper.
Not to brag, but I have credit cards, unlike the rest of America. I decided that I was just going to get a Pixel, and if I could get support to help me, great. And then I could have the old phone as a backup. And if I couldn't, that sucks. And so, yeah, I was unable to get support to help me at all.
Fuck.
So I am able to, because it's Google, like all Google, I have Google Fi, like all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have access to various things. And I was like, hey, erase everything on this phone.
Yeah.
Like, once I got my new phone and got it set up, I was like, erase everything on my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I have a Pixel.
Ooh.
And I put stickers on it.
You got stickers?
I got, there's those some red pandas doing real, yoga.
Real cute stickers.
And this is a sticker that Stacy made.
That's
Space Case Cafe.
Real fucking
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. And it's all, it's like this lovely sage green color. And then... Mm-hmm. My wallpaper is a red panda on a green background.
And I, for one, am surprised.
Very lovely. I know. I walked in today and, like, Asher was like, oh, you're wearing a red panda shirt. That's like, I'm not surprised. I was just like,
No, my kids got you pegged.
Your kids know me. So I got this phone. Here's the problem. Everything that I do is on my phone.
Yep.
Including my banking.
Yeah.
And how I get into those apps is with my biometric. My little fingerprint. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that's the most secure way to access these things.
Sure,
when you have it available.
Yeah.
So rent was due on the 1st, which is when I lost my phone, and
fuck.
I keep my rent in one account, and I move it over to the next when I'm going to write the check for rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, there's a website, so I'm going to log on to the website. My bank has been updating their website and mobile app stuff, and that's fine. It's great. Wonderful. I don't care. And the big push was happening this weekend. They're like, you will not be able to access things online.
Fuck.
over this period of time, mm-hmm. it's an inconvenience, but it's going to be real sweet when we're done.
Right.
Sure.
But this is our update window. Yep.
Yeah. I understand this. Oh, right? Yeah. But the first was a Tuesday. And so I went to go to the website. No, I did the forget password thing like I have done a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you an email and you click the link and then you go back and it asks you your security question. And I know the answer
mm-hmm.
Because I've used this a million times because I'm horrible. And I know the process and it's not hard, but it is secure, right? So I go to put in the answer for the password reset. And it's like, and it just sends me back to the logon.
Oh.
As opposed to sending me to the password reset section.
Yeah. Oh.
And I tried this a few times, which eventually locked me out of my account.
Yeah.
So I had to go into the bank to be like, okay, guys, I need this money transferred. I need you to unlock my account, reset my password, mm-hmm. this stuff. Like, and I think this happened because they've been preparing for the updates.
Sure.
So somebody flipped something in preparation, and it just didn't know. It just broke that specific aspect.
Sure, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I find this to be the most likely scenario.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. When you put in the wrong password, it tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I know it's cap sensitive, so I tried doing it. Differently.
All the different permutations. Yeah.
Well, I tried doing it differently for the secret word thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that's not the right word. And I was like, okay. So then, like, I did it the right way. And they're like, it just flipped me back to the logon.
Yeah.
So I know if it was the right one, it was just flipping me back. So yeah, I had to go to the bank. And I went to the bank. So rent is late if it is on... like I have until the 3rd, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice little grace period. Some mm-hmm. people 5th, some people 3rd. I was like, I'm never late on rent, so this isn't going to be an issue for me.
Right.
So.
And you forgot to knock on wood.
Hubris. Okay. So yeah, like Thursday was the 3rd, and mm-hmm. Jury duty was done on Wednesday, so great. But I couldn't go to the bank on Wednesday to fix things because it's banking hours and legal hours are eerily similar. Yeah. So I went in on Thursday and I did all of that and I got the rent check to my landlord. I was like, I know I'm still on time, but I still feel bad about this. And he was like, oh, you could have just messaged me.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, Salsa, but...
I mean, that was my first instinct.
Okay, right? But... I get it.
I didn't have a phone.
Email.
That was the problem. I don't have his email address.
Oh, okay.
No, just, yep. Like, text message. That's how he and I have always communicated.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So, yeah, he's like, you could have just messaged me. And I'm like, so about that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the entire situation. He's like, that sounds stressful. I would have given you more time. My landlord is amazing, and I adore him.
Yeah, yeah.
This is one of the reasons I don't do any... I try to do as little as possible official stuff on my phone.
Mm.
Like, if I'm going to do banking or things like that, I do it on my computer.
He goes through the telegraph office.
Yes.
I love that I tapped the table as if
visual
I was
jokes
doing
on
it.
Audio podcast.
So yeah. But that was
also,
just
that
kind
was
of
a rude thing to say about my mother.
Kicker.
But anyway.
Well, I mean, I haven't met her, but, I mean, she produced you, so I have some assumptions.
That's why we had to bleep all of it out.
that's a good insult.
God damn it.
So
I think
you thought everything that telegraphs was dirty because, you know, it was all bleeped out. Something like that. There's something there.
Yeah.
You know what? As the remaining vilifier, go ahead and workshop that one.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's why I was... Something there.
So yeah, no, I do. Here's the other thing though, is that my phone is more than just my phone. It's also my brain aid.
Yeah.
Yep. For me, the types of issues that I have with my memory and things like that because of the brain injury, my phone is basically my personal assistant.
Sure.
And I just have everything there because it's my brain aid.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So I showed up for jury duty on Wednesday early to make sure I got there because I was taking the bus, number one, and I hadn't done that yet.
Like a bus.
And, like, here's the fun thing. So, like, I got to talk – when you're on a case, you can't talk about the case.
Yeah.
Right? You can't talk about anything that happened in the courtroom up until everything's done and said, and then they're like, have fun. Yep.
The case is Bruno.
But, yes.
The first rule of law club.
Okay. But you are basically with the rest of these jurors the entire time. So, like, you go to take a break. You're all just hanging out there. You know, and, yeah, like, you're using the bathroom or doing whatever else. You're on your phones, whatever. But you're also with this group of people that the only thing you have in common is the one thing you can't discuss.
Right.
Mm. Right? So, yeah, by this time, we had found other things to talk about, you know, personal life stuff, whatever. And they're like, oh, man, that really sucks about your phone. But, like, you know, it's not a huge deal. I'm like, you don't understand. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Brain injury, brain aid. And, like, one of the other people is like, nope, I understand entirely. That's horrifying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, scariest thing to happen to me this Halloween season. But I got a new Pixel.
Yeah.
And nice. I'm slowly incorporating apps back onto it. So if things have been happening in the Discord, I don't know about it.
Yet.
Yet. Because I have to add the Discord. Here's the other problem, though. I have the authenticator on my old phone.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to find another way into all of that. And I just haven't yet. I'm just like, you know what? You can wait, buddy. Yep.
Yep.
So, and it's, yeah, same thing with a few of my other apps. I'm honestly just happy I didn't lock myself out of Facebook.
Again.
Well,
still
the first time was not me.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did officially lock it because some other asshole was breaking in and out.
Right.
But yeah, if I had to go through all of that fucking bullshit again.
Just quit the internet.
Yeah.
Yep. So two quick phone things for me. One, I'm considering getting a smaller phone.
I want it to be like a half inch by an inch.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live sketch with Will Ferrell being the, like, German avant-garde thing?
Maybe.
He had the tiny fucking cell phone like an inch and a half by an inch that he flipped open.
When they were like, yeah, cell phones are just going to keep getting smaller and smaller. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I...
pretentious as fuck.
Mm-hmm. So, I was actually looking at, like, some real simple phones and things like that. They have a rotary cell phone, which is cute, but it just doesn't...
Cute is not the word I was going to use for that, but...
Yeah. I, like, that's fun, but honestly, I use my phone very similarly to Jenna. It's...
For brain aid.
A lot of my
Which is not as good as lemonade.
No, yeah.
Mm. Speak for yourself.
Mm.
Needs more salt than sugar. So the chunky.
Did you never have that like pseudo jello brain candy
growing
up?
I don't think I did. Is this a rural thing?
No, this was like an 80s candy toy that you could get.
I don't know if I believe you.
It was like you were eating brains.
It was this thing that you would get at Christmas, and it was this like mad scientist lab where you could make things, and it was basically, you know, really simple.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember that. I don't think I ever had that.
But it had, like, a brain mold that you would basically make jello in.
Right. So, no, because I have to use it for reminders and alarms yep. and calendar mm. and all of that other shit. And I definitely need it for GPS. I need a smartphone.
Right.
But I realized that because of the size of my phone, because it's basically a small tablet, that I do get lost in it often. And I would like to do that a lot less. So one of the things that's been beneficial is I didn't even delete Facebook and Reddit from my phone, but now I can just remove them from the home screen.
So you actually have to go to
them. I have to go and dig for them.
You okay. can't just casually hit them on the home
screen. Right. I don't see that they've got notifications and go like, oh, I should go look. And I've been finding that I go to Facebook maybe...
Oh, I turned the notifications off years ago.
Maybe twice a week. And I spend like 15 minutes on it. I check the notifications. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, whatever. And it's the same thing with Reddit. I now only go to Reddit intentionally. And when I find myself doing the automatic, like lizard hindbrain thing where I'm like, oh, I'm looking to tap on something. Then I go and I read, I've got subscriptions, to electronic copies of, not Scientific American.
Like The Economist?
Popular Science.
Oh, okay.
Popular Science and 2600.
Okay.
And so I'll go and I'll just read articles and things like that. And mm-hmm. my brain actually likes that a lot more.
Sure.
Because it's real sustenance. And so I've been getting a lot more out of that, or listening to audiobooks or reading. That's one thing. But I was like, you know, I think I want a smaller phone with better battery life and a nicer camera.
Mm.
So I think I know what my next phone is going to be.
Oh, what is it?
A 13 mini.
Okay.
Because it's not like painfully small or anything like that. Because I was looking at some real fucking small phones. But they're also, it's just not practical for a lot of the calendar stuff that I want to do.
Sure.
So this seems to be kind of the good median, you know. But yeah, when you were talking about your phone being lost, it reminded me when I was working in Apple support, the entry level tier had the ability to escalate cases by saying, I need you to take this over.
Okay.
Right? Because
mm-hmm.
before they were getting a lot of pushback, they were like, well, have you tried this? Have you tried this?
Have you tried this?
And they would spend like 5 minutes like, what steps have you taken on all of these? I'm looking at the case and it looks like you missed a bunch of shit. Go ahead and continue. In the meantime, the customer's been on hold for however long, and then they have to continue with, you know, Brad. somebody got me on the phone and they were like, hey, I made a mistake and I need you to take this case over. I wiped this woman's phone.
Oh shit.
By accident. And, it's a real problem because she has a medical reason for needing it.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And it turns out that she only has short-term memory now.
Oh, all right.
Because of a head injury.
I was about to say a similar situation. So
her phone is her brain.
And she was like, I used to keep notebooks. I have all of these notebooks around me. And my last notebook talks about how I was using my phone to keep track of, and I had built a habit of checking my phone and it had all of my notes about everybody that I've met, all of the food that I've eaten, all of the, anything that's happened to me in the last year and a half that I've had this phone. And it's all gone now. I just lost a year and a half of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it all happened, but I have no record of it.
Yeah.
And I have no... I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And just, like... She was just broken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, because someone was not careful and just erased a year and a half of her life. And I just, like, from that time, I have been very keenly aware of how important devices are for all kinds of different reasons, but memory specifically, which is why I'll often say to people like, hey, I know that we're talking about this and I absolutely want to help. Send me a message.
Yep.
Send me an email.
Absolutely.
With this thing.
Send me this
because
thing, person.
I will forget.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely do that.
I know. Yeah. So that kind of thing. So when you say that you lost your phone, like my immediate reaction was, fuck.
Well, I'm one of the reasons why I'm such a Google file is that Google saves everything.
Yep.
I use Google Apps, and I know that it will all be there on the Google Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I can access it from anywhere. I can, yeah. Like, I was even able to pull over all of the information from my other phone, even though it was not near me, because I back all of those up with Google, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. It's honestly probably the biggest reason why I'm such a huge fan.
Sure.
So... Yeah. It was a hard couple of days, though.
I believe
Holy
it.
Holy fuck.
At least you think so. You don't remember because you don't have your phone.
Oh, jeez. I remember being frustrated. The emotional aspect doesn't go away. I don't know why I'm pissed, but I know that I am, motherfucker.
Dear listeners, if you have anything to say about this, if you have stories about missing phones or anything like that, please go to Facebook and comment on it, or go to Discord and comment on it. Jenna won't see it,
not yet.
But but we'll tell her about it, I guess, or something.
No, you won't.
No, we won't. We're gonna take a break.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. My eyes have glazed over. Clearly we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then this will be an unusual episode.
Kind of get it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember doing those puzzles, so.
Oh, okay.
I understand the concept. I know, but I don't understand.
She does not grok.
Bringing it back around.
Not grok. Hakuna Matata, bitches.
You're listening to WGRK. Hard Grok Radio.
WGRK. Mm-hmm. Hard Grok Radio. Breaking news. This just in. Salsa has not heard of that.
You're listening to Salsa and the Rubber Orangutan in the Morning.
Ooh, and the Rubber Orangutan. Just rubbed its nipple.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I am James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Gray!
Oh, my nemesis.
Specifically, Gray the Gandalf.
My frenemy. Ooh, I like that.
All right.
Opening thoughts.
Yes.
With apologies to only James specifically.
Aw. Wow. How do you rank, asshole?
What? Yeah, I mostly rank asshole. Yeah.
I mean, I know why he's angry at me, and I know why he's angry at you, but this one is going to hurt James.
Oh no!
Oh, I
see.
Oh
no!
I gotcha.
Oh no!
Okay, so they've written something that hurts me specifically.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It hurts all of us.
But they're apologizing. So
that's
nice.
It hurts all of us.
Good
but it's really going to hurt you.
Okay.
Question number one.
Oh fuck.
Malort. Or do they know it's Christmas?
Oh, God. Okay.
So I'm a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
What is Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's the song that the, like, super group sang
for Christmas talking about kids in Africa.
Oh.
And do they know it's Christmas?
Oh, I do remember that now. Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm sure we've talked about this on a podcast.
Cool 108 around Christmas, they do play that song, but they play it like once a day at most. Because they're like, nobody likes this song, but they really don't want to hear Rudolph again.
Not only is it a bad song, but it's tone deaf as fuck.
Oh, it's real bad. Yeah.
It's not okay.
It is somehow worse than both Last Christmas and Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. It is magically worse than... It's a Christmas miracle. Do they know it's Christmas miracle?
Here's the thing. I do not listen to the radio.
Okay.
Or podcasts. I listen to some podcasts.
Just not ours.
Just not this
now,
one.
No, why would he?
He was here.
I get it. Go to stores very often.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hear a lot of Christmas music, which is good because Christmas music is terrible.
I don't, says Salsa, in a much longer sentence, like people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Christmas music is terrible. I don't go in public, so I tend to avoid
Cliff's notes for the last 12 years of the podcast.
If so, as a result, I have not become overly hateful of the music because I've heard it 27 times.
Okay.
I haven't heard it 27 times.
All right.
I hate the song, but I haven't heard it in 10 years.
Sure.
Whereas Malort, no.
Yeah, I gotta go.
So
if forced
to either take a shot of Malort or listen to this song, I will go with the song.
Yeah, I'd rather the song.
I'd do the song too.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked retail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
During Christmas time?
Yes.
Okay. So you do understand the retail.
Oh, I get it.
Those places where you can tell what time of day it is based on the number of times that you've heard a specific song. And you're like, oh, okay, it's coming back to Toto Africa, so it's got to be...
It's top of the hour,
Probably about 4:25 in the afternoon.
It's kind of like me with the Joust.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just is happening. It's the first half hour of an odd hour time of the day. Yeah.
Yep.
Question number two.
Oh, I didn't realize we were there yet. But okay.
Saucy Whatever. Hears that a lot.
Up top. Yeah. Well played.
Malort.
Oh God.
Or the Christmas shoes.
Oh, fuck.
Christmas shoes.
Goddamn. If I thought that experiencing one time would make the other go away forever, I would listen to I would listen to the song and drink a shot so that the rest of humankind could live in peace forever.
This is how we achieve world peace.
It is.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Make Malort. Do they know Malort sucks?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but no, I gotta say, Malort is bad.
I can ignore a bad song.
Chemically bad.
I can ignore a bad song.
You can't ignore Christmas.
I can't ignore
Hold on.
Malort.
Would you rather... Here we go.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Would you rather have the taste of Malort lingering? Or the song stuck in your head?
I would still go with the song.
I would also go with the
song.
Just
how familiar are you with Christmas shoes?
It's so dumb.
Again, I haven't heard it in probably a good 5 years.
Okay. This is...
You have less exposure overall, therefore it is not as traumatizing.
That's fair.
Everybody goes apeshit about the what's the Whamageddon thing?
Yeah, Last Christmas.
Yeah, I'm just like whatever because I haven't heard it.
See, I have
not heard that song in a good.
I'm
half
coming back
decade.
Around
until
to
we
it.
Played it on our podcast.
Until we did that, and Gray hated us for it. But again, it's not a song that I hear because I don't listen to the radio and I don't go shopping.
I was once. Lost in Kyoto.
But I do drink a lot, so there.
And I had an hour and a half to kill, and I was just looking for any place that I could sit down and not be in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And
which man right, of your size?
Exactly that, but also
in a crowded city like that.
And I was like, oh yeah, Kyoto Square will have it because it's also a train station and a bus station, mm-hmm. and they're going to have like waiting areas that will have. They don't. They don't have places to sit down there because it's also a shopping mall and an everything else, and people just go in there, they do their thing, and they go.
Okay.
So I wandered around that place for a fucking hour and change, and it was three different versions of Last Christmas playing on a loop.
Oh, my God.
And...
Oh, fuck.
I think I got... I might have a TBI from that.
It wouldn't be a brain injury.
Wouldn't it?
You might have trauma from it.
Yes.
I would not negate trauma.
I definitely have trauma from it.
But brain injury, medically speaking, denotes a physical
thing. Yeah, I think part of me physically died.
No, I mean, like an actual, physical thing, as opposed to, like,
the soul.
Yeah, the soul.
That the soul died.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be more of an emotional
traumatic, or life force
trauma.
No, I think James is saying that it literally caused brain matter to deteriorate, is what I think.
Still trauma.
Okay.
Actually.
Yeah. So, I'm
just going to be very medically specific about a thing that doesn't fucking matter.
If there's a physical change because it's physically rotting.
Because it is, mental illnesses or differences affect the brain.
Okay. They do.
Like, your brain physically changes because of them or works in a physical different way. So, yeah, that's actually why that distinction is actually kind of important
to
me.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Absolutely. Also, it is absolutely in line with what this podcast does, that two people are joking about something and then the third person is absolutely, like, medically...
Serious as fuck
factual.
About it.
Yes, yeah. No, that's...
No, I'm actually very factual about it because I have the brain injury and I have the PTSD. The
trauma. Yep.
So it's like, I need to know which thing that's is which thing.
Fair. What is happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's... So that's what with that song. And
So are Christmas Shoes or Malort?
I would rather take a shot of Malort than listen to Christmas Shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My heavens. Like, I fucking hate Malort. But that song is...
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. Malort.
Why?
Or All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. I would rather listen to that song.
That's the Mariah Carey one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take that one.
All I Want
That's a catchy tune.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That one will get stuck in your head.
Well, that and also it's... early 2000s... shopping mall.
That's my.
It was
almost,
but not quite on
repeat.
That's
where my music tastes are locked in, though. So,
sure, but also you can hear it too much, and I know that you haven't.
Yeah,
but you can.
It's possible.
You can.
I get it.
You can drink enough water that you drown. You can hear that song enough that it kills you.
But if we're doing volume, then I would have to drink a bottle of Malort to get to that point, and I'm fucking going with the song at that point.
That's a really good point, Jenna. I'm not used to salsa making sense. I'm kind of scared right now.
Broken clock. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's all right.
So we're all going with All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah,
I am.
All right. Question number four. Malort, or Baby It's Cold Outside.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
I still don't understand why everybody hates that song so bad.
It's a little rapey.
But it's not. It's exactly the opposite. It's exactly the opposite.
There's been a lot of dissection.
There has been a lot of dissection.
She's specifically making excuses so she can stay.
I know. I've heard that argument for it, and I've, you know.
There are different interpretations, and some people find it rapey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell them they can't.
Yeah, okay.
there are reasons to like and not like it. And there are also different versions where it's less questionable. And
there is that, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's still not nearly
not
as bad
as Malort. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even like the word.
Yeah, no.
I think they know that.
Tastes
bad.
The way you shape your mouth as you say the word is the same way you shape your mouth when you're heaving.
Throwing up,
Gray. Gray, I'm talking to you directly, Gray. Gray, these two cannot hear us right now. We should write a Malort Christmas carol. And
so I can't hear Jenna talking, so I'm going to talk.
So Gray.
What hearing Jenna has ever stopped you in your life?
Question number five.
Oh, fuck.
Guess what, James?
Oh, chicken butt?
Malort?
Oh.
Or fittingly, what's it going to be?
Fittingly?
Fittingly, what's it going to be?
12 Days of Christmas?
No. You know it. We all know it. Last Christmas.
Okay, all right.
For some reason, I was like, did we talk about Last Christmas already?
Yeah.
James talked about it a lot, which is why I was looking at the list going, oh, James is really going to hate this.
Take a shot of Malort or lose Whamageddon?
Whatever, I'll lose Whamageddon. I don't care.
I also would lose Whamageddon.
I would rather.
I play it passively.
I would rather. Yeah.
Everybody gets so worked up about it. And I'm like, you're making
it's a fun thing to get worked up about. It's a safe thing to get worked up about.
Is it fun to get worked up about something?
It's a safe thing to get worked up about. I'm gonna go with James on the It's a safe thing to get worked up about.
Or you could just not get worked up about things.
But sometimes there's a tiny amount of joy in that. People don't have to get worked up about card games. People don't have to get worked up about hockey.
People like to get angry about things. I don't get
angry about it.
Worked
but
up.
Like worked up. But yeah. Just like
they get angry about it.
Well, those people
I mean, we had some listeners that were kind of peeved at us that one time.
I fucking hate Christmas shoes.
But I don't get angry about it. And people get angry when they hear the song. And it's just like you have set this parameter on yourself. Why are you doing this to yourself? But people want to do that.
I mean,
that's
legitimately,
their,
we did it to them. But also, their choice.
But no, we provided the song. They are the ones who put this onus upon themselves.
The only thing I will say is that I thought we were going to put something on the title like "Do not open until Christmas morning." I think we had discussed that, and somehow it didn't happen.
No, yeah.
So those that got it that night, I felt a little bad about it.
A little bad.
But
also.
Because I don't like to rain on anybody else's parade.
I also love how Salsa's like, people don't have to get worked up about these things, and then gets increasingly angry
about... I don't get so worked up about stupid fucking shit. People, it's so...
Look at his face
right now.
No,
adorable.
People have,
so
people have said, fuck you to me because of that incident.
Yeah.
Which they
and
did
look, they,
to
they
themselves.
They should tell you to fuck off. Maybe
I'm,
not
I'm,
because
I'm,
of that
like,
incident
people
specifically.
Are going to carry that much vitriol for something that they are putting on themselves, then yes, I'm going to start going, why are you doing this to yourself?
Are you also just like, I'm drinking
so,
the irony right now.
Yes, it's, absolutely.
All right.
So,
last Christmas, I'm going.
I don't have a problem with it.
Look,
is a hot dog a sandwich or a taco?
Look, for the purposes of the podcast, I will get worked up about stuff because that makes for a good podcast.
It does.
Oh, weird!
It
so there are moments board. Where you want to get worked up about things inconsequentially. For entertainment
Ask
purposes.
Ask me about a hot dog when we're not recording, and I'll say, I don't fucking care.
All right. Not to put too fine a point on it.
I'm doing this for a show. People are getting worked up about Whamageddon in their life.
They don't have shows to get worked up about.
Except many of them do.
Well, I mean, some of them. Yeah.
I just don't... This is not a one-to-one
comparison.
No, but apples and oranges are both fruit.
This is not even a 1 to 20 comparison.
You can this compare just, the vitamins that they have.
This is compare.
Their nutritional value.
Look, I'm not going to tell someone where they can and can't get
I'm not telling
up.
People t- what
I'm
they can.
Get
I just don't understand why they do.
Deciding
and he
where
finds it deeply upsetting.
I'm not deeply upsetting. I don't understand it. And as soon as we stop recording, I'm going to walk away and go, I don't give a fuck. What we're doing is for a podcast. People who don't have a podcast get worked up about shit, and I don't know why.
I have seen you outside of a podcast setting get worked up about stupid shit.
Especially Absolutely. My stupid shit.
Well, yeah.
Okay, we all get worked up over your stupid shit, James. Yep, like, that's just universal. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely have. And then afterwards, I go, that was really fucking stupid of me to get worked up about. And I make myself a better person.
I'm sure that that people, when they're like, I lost Ramageddon, how dare you, blah, blah, blah.
And genuine then, vitriol and anger, and I don't know why. I'm getting worked up about this, but it is all comedic. And we're going to stop recording, and I'm going to go, all right, whatever, and be done with it.
Are you sure that they're not also just getting worked up about it comedically?
Are they, though?
I feel some people are.
Really?
Yeah.
We know a few comedians.
I know a few comedians, too, but I feel like people get really fucking upset about this, like genuinely in their soul
I'm
upset
sure
about
some
this.
Some people do.
And that feels like not healthy.
I don't think it's the vast majority.
Okay. No. Maybe I'm not picking up on that. Maybe there's an irony level that I am not picking up on.
That is a distinct possibility.
This is such a thing.
It's
hard for me to realize when people are joking, apparently.
Yes, actually, I've seen you do that.
That's definitely true.
Oh, probably.
But just in this case, that's...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, last Christmas.
Anyway, yeah, last Christmas.
Way less worse. Basically, Malort needs to go away forever.
Yeah, no, agreed.
And that is worth getting worked up
there
over.
There are people
because that causes
like
me
it.
Genuine pain.
And I just...
All right.
James is genuinely pained right now.
Yep. Context. Question number one. Malort, would you rather hear the song at least 3 times per day?
Oh, fuck.
Or drink a shot of Malort every day?
Oh, fuck.
Choosing one annihilates the other from existence.
Yeah. No, I'm taking out Malort.
Song.
Fuck it.
What time period are we talking about here?
At least 3 times a day, I would listen to
for
it.
For how long?
Three,
for the rest
every
of your
day,
life?
Apparently.
I'd do it.
I'd still do
You're
the
welcome.
I'd still do the song.
Humanity.
Except like, Christmas shoes, I'd take it.
All right.
I would take the alcohol.
All right.
So, do they know it's Christmas?
I hate Malort, but I would do that. I would take that bullet
all right.
for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas shoes?
Christmas shoes.
I just want a nice padded room for doing
so
this for
Christmas
humanity.
Shoes is where I would do the shot of my heart.
All I want for Christmas is you?
Yep.
Listen to it.
Baby, it's cold outside?
Listen to it.
Last Christmas?
Yep.
Listen
All
to
right.
it.
Okay.
Closing thoughts? You literally asked for this salsa. I did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Ask for this.
There is that.
You know what? You sent in a fast five, so boy, you showed me.
Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah. Well done, Gray. Do it again.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the website, a1podcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five link, and fill out the form. It's that easy.
They use the form.
I mean, even Gray can do it. I'm sure you could.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Gray, you know what to do.
He deserved it, okay?
They
deserved it. After that, they deserve it.
After that. You deserve it.
I deserve so many things.
Yes, you do.
Who's got a shout out?
Well, not Uber.
I'm going to give a shout out to myself.
Okay.
And here's why.
Yes.
Fearless Comedy Productions has unveiled a brand new website design. What? That's Ooh. Right. Gasp. The old website was pretty clunky and it was hard to find things and there was no calendar. And now all of those things are not true. Because I built a brand new fucking website from scratch. And it's live now. So go check it out. Fearless Comedy Productions website. Fearlesscomedy.org. And, yeah.
Mm. Nice. I've got a shout out for the very fine folks from whom we bought our house. Yeah, they're... All of them are amazing. And now that they're moving to another state, I just have to... look forward to the next time that I get to see them again.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that even looks nice on mobile. Well done.
Yeah, I actually remember Salsa that people use phones.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this, buddy. Yep. Oh, God damn, look at all of that. Nice. Oh, this is lovely.
Strong work, young man.
Yeah, this is real fantastic. I'm just going to talk about how awesome it is on the podcast.
I'm okay with it. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh, I like that headshot. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to give a shout out to karaoke.
Hey.
Because karaoke, even when I don't expect to run into people at karaoke things, I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And like, yeah, that happened to me the last weekend. But like, it happens to me regularly.
Yeah.
Where I go out for karaoke and run into people. Hmm. The first time I went to karaoke at Morrissey's, I just kind of fell into it. And a boothie was there. A boothie showed up, and I was like, wait a minute. And it's just, it's night. And so, yeah, this last weekend ran into a whole group of people just suddenly there. And it was, there's something about karaoke. I will say, sometimes I get a little critical, I will say.
Oh, I for one am surprised.
Right. And I just kind of remind myself, like, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your criticism, you bitch. But there are some times where it gets real hard.
Oof.
But I think some of the glory of karaoke is that any asshole can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it well to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to do it well. But you don't have to.
Yeah.
And you're just going up there and you're enjoying yourselves.
Jenna will silently judge you.
For like 30 seconds and then I'll get over it. But yeah, like, and it's so nice because everybody has a moment to be a star. And there are a lot of people that are not performers and don't want to be, like, put in the time and effort to be artists in performance and theater and all that stuff. But they get, for a few minutes, they get to be a fucking star on a stage.
Yep.
Good on them.
Rockstar!
I love that. Thought you were going to sing Roxanne. I'm like, all right, well, that's weird, but...
You don't have to sit in the limelight.
Sing
the song for money.
We don't care if it's good or if it's bad.
So anyway, no, my shout out is for karaoke. It's a great fucking singing game form thing. Doodad.
Stuff.
I'm fur it.
You're fur it?
Fur it. I'm fur it.
Furt.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Oh, anybody? I also do, but you go first.
Nobody?
James, go first.
I'm going to be in a Ville show at the end of the month.
Oh, are you?
Yes. The Deals Black Friday show. So there's that.
Also Black Friday, I'm going to be having a shindig. I'm going to have my Black Friday and board games thing.
Fuck.
I don't celebrate Black Friday.
No,
I know
you don't.
No,
I know.
So
I got invited to something else on that day.
We're inviting people over to help us paint.
we can talk about this later, obviously.
Look, my thing has been annual and been for years, so fuck off. I know there was a pandemic and I didn't do it for a couple, but this that's year it's fair. The yeah. one that's come. Anyway, is that what you have,
yep,
James?
That's what I got.
All right. So I am participating in something at Strike Theater called The Body Show.
Ooh.
And it is storytelling around bodies. If you guys remember back last, I think it was March or April, I did Good Grief, which was a storytelling show about grief. This one is a storytelling show about bodies, how we view our bodies, work with them, stories about bodies.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting November 17th. I will be doing the 17th and the 19th. Friday, I have a commitment. So I will be doing some storytelling there. And that's just in a couple weeks. So I should write that. No, I already have a bunch of stuff done. I joke, don't joke, but also joke. So yeah, that'll be at Strike Theater. And there will be a link in the show notes. I'll talk more about it next week. I don't even know who's performing this time around, but I'm sure it's going to be some of the same people. And it was just fucking stellar last time. So yeah. The other thing I want to plug is that it is Give to the Max time. Give to the Max is a regular fundraising campaign that happens in the state of Minnesota. It happens in other states too, but this is our state's turn.
Yeah.
Fundraising for nonprofits. I have three of them that I am promoting right now. One of them is Strike Theater. Because I continue to perform there, and they're very good at encouraging new people in the arts. And that's always something that I like to support. One of them is for, I mean, I am on the board of directors for the Twin Cities Horror Festival. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. As I sit here in my Twin Cities Horror Festival beanie and sweatshirt.
After spending most of Halloween discussing Horror Festival with you.
Right.
Never heard of it.
Piss off. But what we do with our Give to the Max Day fundraiser specifically is that is our scholarship for BIPOC involvement with the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Nice.
So the more money we can raise for that, the more we can help... help other people get into this, other BIPOC people get involved. And I will tell you, the shows that I saw this year, oh my God, all my white darlings, I don't even...
Wow.
Oh, buddy. I want to see more of that at my horror festival.
Yep.
I mean, I do and I don't, but I do. And so, yeah, that one is big and near and dear to me. And then the third one that I am promoting is Phoenix Theater, also the Arts Nest, is using their Give to the Max Day funds to fix their building. And by that, I mean put a door back on it after a vehicle ran through it.
Yeah.
They have a front of building to replace. So they are currently trying to raise funds for that. And the Phoenix Theater, I mean, the building as a whole has, like, for the past 15 years worth of memories for me.
Yeah.
But the Arts Nest is really good at... helping people who have no basis in arts get into arts. They know all of the legal steps and things like that to help encourage people get into arts more. They try new shows. They have longstanding shows. They have rehearsal spaces. They host fundraisers. They host other arts as well besides just theater. They'll have people that do music things, they'll do, they have artwork on their walls. They are a very, it's kind of, in my brain, they're like the community center for local artists.
Oh, yeah.
And I always want to support them, but kind of more now than ever. Like, they had a fucking shit thing happen to them.
Yeah.
So I'll provide links for all of that. But those are the three that I am supporting, and those are the reasons that I am encouraging that.
Excellent.
Those are really, really good. I'm going to add a fourth.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Sketch to the Max.
I'm very excited about this.
Fearless Comedy Productions Give to the Max event at the Historic Mounds Theater. We are doing a night of sketch comedy. I know. It's going to be really funny. We've got a series of sketches written by funny people, acted by funny people, and it's all going to a good cause. So all of those things that Jenna listed, and also this one as well. It's going to be a busy Give to the Max, honestly, could not tell you which one to give your money to, because they're all really good. Spread it out. Yeah. Spread the love.
Yeah, spread it out. A little bit
give
for everybody.
Max. But yeah, if you can only give to one... Give to pick one because I can't tell you which one.
I'm staring Salsa down. Yeah.
These places has a hole in their building.
Donate to one.
I don't
want to
tell
that.
You.
You're
very good point. Give to the one with a hole
in their entire front.
If you
side
have a couple extra bucks, maybe throw some to Sketch to the Max.
Yeah.
And come to the event and laugh a lot, because it's going to be very funny. But yeah. So, anyway. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Yes. Bye. Love you. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you so much to Gray for sending in the Fast Five.
Yay!
On behalf of myself and James Adena, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but
I'm
pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh, no!